This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And for those of you that have enjoyed Mr. Weingarten, this will be the last time you get to hear Mr. Weingarten in 2020. But 2021 should be much more fun, so we got that happening for us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing great, and it's been a very interesting year. And it continues right up to the end.
Yeah, it does.
So I am working on a story that's breaking. It's a political story, and it's absolutely fascinating. And maybe we can talk about that first, because I've got several other things that relate to it.
Well, let's you lead the way, sir.
Okay, here's what's happening. Today, just a couple hours ago, there was the Georgia Senate Judiciary Committee sub-hearing, and they had a riveting, brilliant expert testifying about how he can detect several different types of fraud just by running the physical ballots through his forensic machines. And it doesn't take long. He says he can do 500,000 ballots in 2 hours. And this guy, his name is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, holds about 200 patents on scanning machine code and devices and how they work. And his scanning patents are used in virtually almost all mobile devices in the world, about 12 billion devices. He is utterly credible. He's not some scamp or scammer. And he is real, and the testimony he gave before the hearing was absolutely riveting, and they voted, now here's the critical part and problem, to request Fulton County, Georgia election officials allow Mr. Hutton to run the physical ballots through his forensic machines. They don't destroy them. They just scan them to figure out what are the physical signatures on the ballot. And I'm not talking about human signatures. These are physical machine signatures on the ballots created by the machines they are run through when they are created and printed and folded and mailed and returned and scanned. He can tell a fake ballot from a real ballot. He can tell a duplicated ballot from a real ballot, from right. another ballot. He can tell if one ballot was run through several times. He can tell if ballots were copied, and then those ballots were fed in somewhere, because a copied ballot has a different signature than an originally printed ballot. And he can do all this very fast. And so the committee voted to request that Fulton County allow access to the ballots. Now, these physical ballots, by federal law, are supposed to be maintained for 22 months. So they're supposed to be there. So while he was doing this, apparently he got a message on a device, and his group that was monitoring current voting going on for the senatorial election in Georgia documented, and he wanted to get it on the record before the committee while he was making the presentation. They had connected to the polling devices at a Fulton County site on Wi-Fi. Well, I don't know if it's on Wi-Fi, but it appeared to be on Wi-Fi. two-way communication with the polling system. They could change balloting numbers, hacking in. It wasn't supposed to happen. They're not supposed to be connected. There's not supposed to be possible. And they were doing it in real time during the committee hearing, and he wanted to get – they didn't actually change things, but they could have, and he wanted to get it on the record.
So what is somebody going to do with this now?
Well, that's a good question. Scott, the Georgia Senate subcommittee unanimously voted to request Fulton County to allow access to the ballots from November 3rd, the ones that had been counted on November 3rd, absentee ballots. Unanimously. But I don't know if the Georgia legislature has any executive power to require Fulton County to allow them access to the ballots. But if Fulton County refuses to allow them access to the physical ballots, they don't want any access to software, to Dominion machines, to actually look at the machines. In fact, during his testimony, he said, look, the machines are broken. Something went wrong. We don't need to look at the machines. We just need to examine the physical ballots. Those ballots belong to the voters, to the public. They don't belong to any other company. There's no trade secrets. There's no software. We just need to examine the physical ballots. He says, I don't care which way the election turns out. I just want an accurate count and a way to determine if fraudulent ballots of several different types were cast in this election and how many. He says, I can tell you exactly how many with 100% accuracy, and I just need to examine the ballots through my machine.
You know, there's the difference in the win is about 42,000 ballots altogether.
Yeah.
And so how long would it actually take him? Like, if he sticks a ballot in the machine to make that determination, how long does that actually take to make that determination when he runs it through? I mean, if he sticks it
he says he can run 500,000, half a million ballots through in 2 hours, and he can tell you which ballots fall into which categories almost immediately.
Okay. I like this. I just wonder what it is he's proposing to do. What is he proposing to do?
He's proposing, he has the machines, the forensic machines. He's proposing they let him have access to the physical ballots to run them through his machines. And, you know, I say more than one, because if you're going to do a lot of ballots really fast, you're probably going to use more than one.
Right.
They will scan the ballots as they go through forensically to determine all the physical signatures on the machine, like how the print is done. They can tell, for example, if the little oval on a machine, on an individual ballot, was filled in by machine or it was filled in by hand. Every one of those oval marks, they categorize, and they can tell if there's more than one that was done with that same imprint. They can they tell if the ballots were printed up on the same machine and how many of them were, and if the barcodes on the machines match up with what was supposed to be on from when they were published, and if any of them were duplicated. It's brilliant. The YouTube is out there. When I looked at it, it only had like 377 views, which probably means that YouTube hasn't taken it down yet. It's of the subcommittee hearing today, 30th of December, a few hours ago. If you look for it under that and look for Jovan, J-O-V-A-N, Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N, I believe. And then is the last name is Pulitzer. So there's three names. And then do a search of that in conjunction with the Georgia Senate subcommittee hearing. I suspect you'll find it. It's on YouTube. There are a number of other sites that are writing articles about it. I'm writing an article about it right now.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this when we get back. We're speaking with writer and activist Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and he was... this is not, it's breaking right here. It hasn't published yet at ammoland.com. Talking about.
Right. I'm working on the article, and this is, you know, this is getting out. It's breaking various places, and this isn't, the actual article, but I think it's worth talking about because it's so critical to what we're going through as a nation right now. And I would like to, I have a quote from Mr. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, as he's testifying to the committee a couple of hours ago in Georgia, the subcommittee hearing, and this is in his testimony, and it sums up, this isn't about the physical markings on the belt. This is about his organization being able to hack into the polling process live while votes are being cast. And here's his quote. At this very moment, at a polling located in the county, not only do we have it's Fulton County they're talking about. Not only do we have access to the devices, to the poll pad, the system, but we are in. And it's not supposed to have Wi-Fi, and that is not supposed to be able to happen. So we've documented now it's communicating two ways in real time. Meaning it's receiving data and sending data. Should never happen. Shouldn't be Wi-Fi. We've now documented it in real time, so we can shut down the data. But that is going on right now where everyone is voting, and I just wanted to get it into the record. And then he's asked some questions later on, and they basically say, what could happen if somebody has access like you have? He said, well, they could access the data. They could change the data. They can change who voted for who and how many votes were there. It's not supposed to be able to happen.
Yeah. So, armed with this information, where is he going to take it? Once again, I mean, what's he going to do with
this? Well, first off, he got it into the record in the subcommittee. The subcommittee had voted unanimously that he should be able to examine the physical ballots, which is a different but absolutely riveting and useful process. Then I think it goes to Fulton County and whether they let him have access to the ballots or not. It would probably, since it's a subcommittee, it might go to the full committee, and then it might go to the full Senate for a vote. And then it could even go to the legislature, I guess, as a whole, go to the House, for example, for a vote. I don't know. It may simply be a resolution now, because I haven't seen the full paperwork. I'm going over what was verbally recorded on a Twitter feed, okay, looking at the video of it. So I can't answer all the legal questions of exactly how much legal weight it carries. But at this moment, I suspect that Fulton County could just say, screw you, we're Fulton County, we don't have to obey you. Of course, that might have some implications.
Well, this goes back to what Texas was trying to do. You know, Texas got out there and said, we are part of 50 states that elect the president, and we follow the rules, and this state, which they were talking about, Pennsylvania at the time, they didn't follow the rules, and they should be following the rules.
Right.
And just like in Fulton County, they never had a water main break. They had
right.
Rolling suitcases full of ballots.
Yep.
That's not playing by the rules. So once again, this becomes one of these things. And, you know, with all of this evidence that keeps popping up, all these anomalies, and the fact that they have, I guess the only way we're going to be able to do this is to, I don't understand why any state.
Democrats,
yeah,
on this subcommittee, they voted with the Republicans.
Well, I mean, we're in the middle of a sort of a problem here, Dean. I mean, when the nation loses confidence in the government.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
And we're looking at Joe Biden, who's doddering around acting like, I won. He won fewer counties than Barack Obama, who won fewer counties than Donald Trump.
Right.
And we're all walking around, we're looking at this, it's obvious this was a snatch. This was a steal, and when you got these, I had a guy named Tim Knight on the show earlier this week, and he was involved in the Colorado recalls.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you remember one of the things, when they did this, part of the problem was when they were voting for the gun control, the president of the Senate at the time said, don't listen to your constituents.
Yeah.
And that was public, and that got out, and then they all got recalled. Right now, we see this happening with Gavin Newsom in California.
Right.
Nobody has confidence in him anymore. He's getting recalled. And this is, you know, that's the best way to go. I get it. But it's a very dangerous game they're playing right here. I mean, it just makes me wonder how much power is worth. Huh?
This is for all the marbles.
Yeah.
If they can get away with this and can get control and then pack the courts or just make sure that they can always do the steal when they need to, they have control over the most powerful country in the world essentially in perpetuity. And I'm not saying necessarily the Democrat Party, because there are foreign actors that have tremendous interest in our elections, not just China, though they're a major player. And if they learn that they can manipulate our politics by buying off particular politicians and particular machines, for example, it's alleged, I think it's correct, that somewhere about $400 million were used of Facebook funds to go to select electoral officials in select counties and select states, and mainly the battleground states, to order them on how they were going to conduct the election. This is very serious stuff. And the result, the potential for power is so great. You're essentially getting control of the largest economy in the world, the most power in the world, the most powerful military, and you get to decide what it does.
Well, the problem is,
it's
big stakes, but they unmasked themselves. They did this in real time, and we watched it happen.
The
problems they're having, like one of the things that happened is in California, the Republicans started ballot harvesting. You see that?
Yes.
And how many? I'm going to look this up, but I mean. They took seats. They took away Democrat-held seats in the House of Representatives in California.
Yes.
Because they slapped them with their own rules, and they made them play and live by their own rules, and they didn't like that very much at all. We're coming up on the next break.
No, they didn't.
We're coming up on the next break. This is not what we're talking about. Is not at Ammo Land yet. I suspect it will be sooner or later. But the other 1,700-plus articles that are available are at AmmoLand.com. And you can start reading those now, and you might get done sometime before the end of 2021. I sort of doubt it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chief operating officer of Warp Speed is hailing the progress of the effort to get vaccines out across America.
We are really doing well, in my opinion, in the distribution. Over 14 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to date, and every day we push more vaccine out.
General Gustave Perna, speaking in Washington, D.C. during a press briefing, he continues.
In fact, this week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is the first senator to say he will object when Congress meets next week to certify the election results for President-elect Joe Biden. The results of the election were also challenged in 2005 and 2016. USA Radio News. Both the Nashville Metropolitan Police Department and the FBI were warned in August of 2019 that Nashville bomber Anthony Warner was building bombs in the RV he kept at his home. Nashville Police Chief John Drake saying,
"They saw the RV in the backyard. Officers tried several times to get a response at the door. They knocked and knocked and knocked, but never made contact with Anthony Warner."
No motive has yet been determined for the Nashville bombing, which left Warner dead and three bystanders injured. Dawn Wells of Gilligan's Island fame is dead as a result of the coronavirus. She passed away today at the age of 82. She played Mary Ann on the show. Wells isn't just known for Gilligan's Island. She was on more than 150 TV shows in addition to many films. Wells also competed in the 1959 Miss America pageant as Miss Nevada. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, the writer that more people read his stuff in the United States in the gun niche than anybody else.
I love to be writing about bear stories. But,
yeah,
you know, sometimes national survival takes precedence.
Well, you know, it's simply because of I think it's the way you research and do your stuff. It's a little more your writing on political topics is not sensational. It's nothing about
yeah, there's no boom, there's no bomb.
You know, yeah. So
what I'm seeing is a very interesting pattern here that we see with the Dominion voting machines in Michigan.
Right.
And in Wisconsin, to some extent, not quite as clear, and in Nevada and in Georgia. And Pennsylvania. No, not Pennsylvania. But what seems to happen is that you get a whole lot of ballots come in, and they are sent to adjudication, which means the initial machine scanning the ballot says, there's something wrong with this ballot. I can't read it. And then it goes to adjudication. And there, the paper trail stops. Now, that wouldn't be such a huge problem. I mean, it would be a problem if it was 1% or 2% of the ballots, which is kind of normal. I think in 2016, they were looking at, you know, 1.2 or 1.5% of ballots. And that's just my memory. Don't take me on that. But in Wisconsin, they were looking at a huge percentage of ballots that went through adjudication. Well, a large percentage, anyway. I don't know if it was most, but it was over 200,000 ballots. And then in Michigan, at the machine that they did the forensics on, it was 68% of the ballots went to adjudication. That's enormous. And in Nevada, in Clark County, not the whole state, but just in Clark County, an official there said 70% of the absentee ballots went through adjudication. And in Maricopa County in Arizona, they want to look at something like, now this number I'm not as clear on, I think it's 400,000 ballots that went through adjudication. Now that's a little, the standards in Arizona as a whole seem a lot stricter, but I'm not so sure about Maricopa County. And then in where we're looking at in Georgia, as I watched the presentation by Mr. Let's see, Javon Hutton, what was the last name? Anyway, Pulitzer, Javon Hutton Pulitzer, he had a graphic on there that was kind of peripheral to his, and it was an election official, a quote from an election official in Fulton County, Georgia, saying of 113,000 ballots, 106,000 were adjudicated in that particular run or something they were talking about. That's incredible. 93%. 93% of the ballots, absentee ballots in this particular case were adjudicated. That tells us something is very wrong. And at least in several places, what we're hearing is there's no record, no paper trail of those ballots once they go to adjudication. So that provides us a mechanism whereby fraud could easily be injected into the system. Now, you know, we need to investigate further, but when we're seeing that adjudication problems seem to be key in several of these swing states that are in contest and that seem to have problems, you know, it looks like a pretty significant area to look. And you talked earlier about what happens going forward. Well, I'm wondering what happens as this evidence just keeps piling up and piling up. And what happens as we get concrete, clear evidence that nobody can really dispute that the election was stolen? What happens to a Biden-Harris, Harris-Biden, whichever presidency, when the evidence gets out into the public mind? Now, I don't expect the old dominant, you know, media that's become sort of our national Pravda to ever admit that Biden was not actually elected, that the election was stolen. But there's so many other avenues, like, you know, like Amiland, for example, and many others, that our equivalent of Samizdat, in, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in the United States, in the Soviet Union, that was the private media that surreptitiously copied documents and got them out to people so they'd have an idea of what was really happening. Our equivalent of that is so huge that people that are interested get the information in minutes. And the people who are interested are about half the population, and it's going to grow. So what happens when maybe 60% of the population are convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that the election was stolen?
Yeah.
Because I think that's where we're heading.
Yeah.
And that, and along with that is the corollary that 60% believe that our media is lying to them all the time.
I'm going to ask you, and we don't have time to do this, but I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm looking at what you're looking at and what you're realizing and all these other things. So when we get back, I'm going to throw a hypothetical at you, simply because I'd like to see what you think of it, because I know what I think would happen. I'd like to see what you think would happen if things were to get really sideways over this and this was the final straw. that brought everything to
a head.
I'll
be happy to now, pontificate on whatever question you get.
Very good, very good. So, and this is, are you going, now you're going to D.C. on January the 6th, aren't you?
On January 6th, there's a big, it's called many names. It's called Support President Trump Rally. It's called Stop the Steal Rally. Let's see, there's other names. I am going there on the 6th. There's going to be a rally of who knows how many people. I find it hard to believe it's less than 100,000. Heck, Trump got 50,000 in a few hours' notice.
Yep.
Just about anywhere he went. And this is D.C. There's a heavily populated part of the East Coast, and it's going to have been advertised for 2 weeks. And it's asking Trump supporters to show up to support the president. 100,000 is like the absolute minimum I would expect, and I wouldn't be surprised if it got up into the millions. What happens when you have that many people descend upon D.C.?
Well, it shuts it down. There's a movement out there for them to shut down all the, the restaurants and hotels and not let you guys stay anywhere or do anything.
That's not going to stop us. Stop the people going. It just won't.
Yeah, I know. We're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, I'm going to talk about. I'm going to ask Dean a question. See how what he thinks of it, because I kind of see where he's sort of leading. I want to know what he thinks. So we'll be right back. You can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com. Well over 1,700 articles are there, and that's a good way to kick off 2021. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and Dean has been, he doesn't realize it, but he has led me to this point. So I'm going to ask you this question, and it's a sort of a winding question, so bear with me if you will. I look at this as a miscalculation on the side of the, on the part of the left. I think that what they have done is they did not think that we would notice. I think that, and I think that they're trying to figure out how to mitigate the problem, and they're trying to act like everything is everything, except you got 75 million people that are going to say, well, no, it isn't. And that's a big problem. And I think if they do manage to do the steal, and if Biden attempts to do any of the things he's with guns, with health care, with the climate accords, with the border, I think there's going to be a possible physical challenge to that. And I don't know where this would occur. Like, I think if he decided to open the border, I think you might see a bunch of civilians mass at the border. I think if he was to try to do some of his gun reclassification or confiscation or some of the stuff he wants to do, I think that he would meet with, at the very least, no compliance whatsoever. He doesn't know where most of these things are. He doesn't know who owns them. There might be a few states that have a registry, but then it becomes another thing altogether. I don't see any place where he goes where he doesn't get challenged. But like I said, I think they overcalculated. Have we gotten to that point of critical mass where we might see something along the lines of some sort of limited military, paramilitary exchange?
I think we're getting closer, but I don't think we're quite there yet. First off, I think you're correct about the miscalculation. I believe there were likely several different actors all desperate to get rid of Donald Trump. And his performance at the polls was so overwhelming that the desperation grew, and they all worked hard to try to get as many ways to get election manipulation, I would say illegal election manipulation in there to get rid of him, that it became fairly obvious, much more obvious than it normally does. I think that almost every election has some significant voter fraud, but most of it is usually limited into the big urban Democrat cities. Okay. But they just had to get rid of President Trump because he presents an existential threat to their power. I mean, and not just the Democrat Party in the United States. There's a lot of Republicans that don't want to change the system that they get wealthy on and love their status. And more importantly, there are several international other actors in other countries, most notably China, but Russia too and others, that would love to bring the power of the United States down and to create chaos in the United States, and particularly to get rid of President Trump so that we can go back on the glide path to decline in the power of the United States as the only superpower. We were put on that. We've been on that for at least a couple of decades, and we've been told that it's irreversible and that we can never get back to where we were actually growing again and being prosperous completely as a country, especially for the middle class. And then President Trump gets in and he reverses everything, and we get energy independence. We get some of the lowest unemployment ever. We get an enormously booming economy. We get record level stock market. We see prosperity like we hadn't seen since the 1950s. It destroyed the whole narrative of the left. So they had to get rid of them. And like I said, it's not just actors domestically. It is actors outside the U.S. We've opened up our country so that it's totally infiltrated. Well, not completely, but there's huge numbers of Chinese actors, like 400,000 Chinese nationalists in the U.S. And there's who knows how many tens of thousands that are direct members of the Chinese Communist Party. So it's become more obvious. The media see they have to stop it. This rally on the 6th of January is a first early test to see if people are serious about taking their country back. I don't think any military action there, but if you have, you know, a couple million people in D.C., it shuts down the city.
Yeah.
It shuts down the city. Just can't operate. And what happens when D.C. shuts down? It has implications. Politicians that think they can go back to the normal, quote, before Trump, they have 2 million people shut down D.C. for a day or so in the middle of a vote on whether Trump is, you know, the next president, whether the vote goes to the House or not, whether the electors are legitimate. It sends a message that people are upset, and most of our politicians, frankly, are cowards. They're just flat-out cowards, and they are afraid of whoever puts the most fear into them at the particular time. And so it starts with something like that, and then if we continue to have the government rule against the will of the people, yeah, you could have serious confrontations along the border and elsewhere.
I don't think it would be one of these things where the nation is fighting border to border, coast to coast. I think it would occur in very small areas. There'd be some states that I don't think would see any hostility at all. But
right,
it
would,
you know,
start in relatively very small areas. Yes,
I don't expect the cops to side with the government, and I'm sort of now I know the generals. And the Pentagon would probably side with the government because they've turned into a bunch of lefty social justice people themselves.
A lot of them, yes.
Yeah, I wonder about the field commanders at the brigade and battalion level if they're going to say, oh, well, orders are orders. We got to go out there and kill everybody in the town. If they're going to do that.
I don't think so. I don't think that won't happen because the last thing they want to do is to incite a full-scale insurrection.
Yeah. Who knows? We'll see. We're going to see.
We'll see. We will see. It's a very interesting thing.
All the stuff that, you know, I've hoped would not happen, we've been forced into this corner because, it's become one of those things. So
I had there was a friend on a local radio station, not a friend, but I mean, my friend had this guest on who is a billionaire, And I called in to say, well, you know, what advice? Because this guy's really smart. And I said, what advice would you give the people who are going to D.C. on the 6th of January? How should they act to be effective? And he said, well, they can't be effective. The policy officers won't pay any attention. So they just shouldn't go. And I'm thinking, you're painting us into a corner. You're saying the vote doesn't matter. You're saying peaceably assembling to petition the government doesn't matter. You're saying whatever we do doesn't matter. You're painting us into a corner where there's very few options left.
Yeah. We're coming up on the last minute here in the segment. I want to take this time to explain to you, Mr. Weingarten, that I have really enjoyed your participation in Lock and Load this year. It has been indeed quite the ride. I get communicated from people all over the country telling me how much they like the segments with you and certain other people that I do segments with, and you always top the bill on that one. So I appreciate the contribution and the collaboration, and we'll just keep on doing it in 2021 if you've got the time.
I very much enjoy it as well. I look forward to it in the future, and I look forward to a time when we can talk more about bear stories and not worry about the country being taken over.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that comes soon. In the meantime, thanks for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's going to be, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Well, wow. So 1 o'clock is too much. Too fast. This has been Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.